Today in our rite, we celebrate a feria, which means we can either do something else or we can repeat Sunday's Mass. But we're not going to repeat Sunday's Mass. I don't care to do that too often. But we have two feasts that I need to mention, and one of them is particularly important for this hemisphere, for this continent. It is a feast of Ioannis Didakus. And of course, you probably don't know what on earth that means. But it is, in Spanglish, Juan Diego. He is the visionary of Our Lady at Guadalupe. Now, most people are told wrongly and are led to believe that Juan Diego was a poor peasant who was worthless, whatever. And maybe in the sight of some of the proud Spaniards who came. And a lot of the Spaniards who came did not come for God. They were sent by the Queen for God, but a lot of them came for gold and silver. And they were not good people. And that's the way it is. You can't do anything about that. But he was not a nothing. Of course, nobody is a nothing, not in the eyes of God. But he was actually a prince of the Aztecs. Of course, when the Spaniards came, everybody got kicked out from those positions of prestige and so forth. So he went to his little village, and he lived near his uncle. And, of course, his uncle was to receive blessings from Our Lady, too. And it was that on December the 12th, which we shall presently celebrate a couple of days, that the Blessed Mother, and he was going, he converted, and he was walking about 30 miles every day, each way, to go to Mexico City to Holy Mass and Communion and devotions. And so it was in this enterprise that all of a sudden he heard angelic singing, and then he saw this beautiful young princess who was dressed like an Aztec princess. But on the way she was dressed, it was very clear that she was a virgin. But it was also very clear that she was with child. So it was the Blessed Mother who had Jesus in her womb before Christmas. So very, very telling. And he understood all this, even though he was supposedly a stupid, good-for-nothing little Indian, which he was not. And so the Blessed Mother and he exchanged conversations. And the conversations between him and the Blessed Mother were delightful because he addressed her as my little princess, my little lovely one, and she addressed him as my little boy, my little son. Very, very in diminutive terms, which in many languages, including Spanish, is a sign of affection and love. And so she and he spoke. Some things we'll never probably know. But then one of the things she asked, she knew he was on his way to Mass. He says, when you get to Mexico, you go to the Archbishop, Archbishop Zumárraga, say that 10 times, who was a Franciscan from Spain and who had been one of the many missionaries that came from Spain. Now, they did come for the gospel, for God, not for gold. And he was made Archbishop of Mexico City. And when he went to see the bishop, the priest wouldn't let him go because priests usually keep people away from the bishops. They still do that. Not my, but most priests do. And so he finally got to the Archbishop, and the Archbishop says, well, in order that I may believe that you're not telling a tale, because after all, aren't natives supposed to be all liars, according to some? I mean, that's the different generalizations under which our society lives. And so Juan Diego told the Archbishop, what is it that thou would have me do so that thou wouldst believe me? And the Archbishop said, okay, I really miss Spain, and I miss Castile, and at this time of the year in Castile, there are the most beautiful roses. Ask the Blessed Mother to grant you to fill your tilma, your mantle, with roses and bring them to me. And of course, we will see the rest of the story in a couple of days. So, after the apparitions of the Blessed Mother, and they did not know what he was saying, it was in Aztec, they mistook the title for Guadalupe, which it wasn't, but it stuck. You know, a mistake that stuck. So don't make mistakes, because it will stick. If you call yourself stupid the first time, they will call you stupid for the rest of your life. But anyway, and then you deserve it. And then, because there was a virgin in Spain, very ancient, from the first millennium, that was called Our Lady of Guadalupe. Doesn't look anything like the one from Mexico. Anyway, they could not make converts. They were failing at everything. And in 2 years, they had made 2 or 3 million converts. So imagine, all the priests were very, very busy baptizing all these natives who received the light. And so it's a very wonderful day. And Saint Juan Diego was the instrument that the Blessed Mother used. She always uses the little and the humble. In this case, a prince, but who had been humbled and conquered by the Spaniards. And he became very great in the kingdom of God. In addition to Saint Juan Diego, we have an ancient saint from Spain, from Toledo in Spain, Saint Leocadia. In the year 303, under Diocletian and the governor of Spain, Dacian, she was tortured for Christ, and after much suffering, was put to death. And nearby, in another city, another little girl, and she was about 13, by the way, nearby in another city, another little girl, Saint Eulalia, was martyred, and she was even younger. And they had to suffer tremendously for Christ, but they were happy to do so. And so the Gospel of today says, where your treasure is, there is your heart. So when you make your examination of conscience for a general confession or for a partial confession, and I certainly don't encourage you to make any general confessions now, I don't have time for it. For a partial confession, ask yourself, where is my treasure? What's important to me? And if it's not God, then you need to do something about it. Ask the help of Saint Leocadia, Saint Eulalia, whose feast is tomorrow, and Saint Juan Diego, Ioannis Didacus, who is a great saint of the New World. One of the first, because even though we have Saint Rose of Lima, and Saint Toribio, and Saint Martin de Porres, and so forth, this was even before that, but San Juan Diego was just recently canonized in the last 20 years. So, of course, all the saints in the martyrology are in the canon of the Mass, though we don't say them all. We would be here till the end of time. There are millions of saints, and that's what it means to be canonized, that your name is inserted in some way into the canon of the Mass. So we beseech them, all these saints, to help us and protect us and to bless us. And remember that we may be little and humble, but it is through the little and humble that God performs great miracles. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.